You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when he was a teenager, he spent a lot of time at his friend's house. It was just his friend, his dad, and his cat who were living there. Or was it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Or if you'd rather write it in, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to thousands of episodes in the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts, listen to it for 3 days free, see if you like it, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes in Harper. How's it going today, girl?
It is going really good.
So you have a day off from school tomorrow.
Yay.
Aren't you excited? It's like you've been back for, wait. You went back for 2 weeks, then you had almost all last week off because you weren't feeling good.
And then I went back for one day, and then I'm off for another 3 days.
Are you kind of like, just let me go to school already?
Yeah, I kind of am at this point.
Because you like school.
I do. I like school this year. Last year, I really didn't, but you know, what can you do?
But last year was better for you than some of your previous years.
Yeah, because like that was like the year like right after like I had done homeschool.
Yeah.
So,
because I remember when you were pretty young. I can't remember what grade you were going into. Maybe third grade. And you went to or fourth grade. You went to school, but you just rather do it on your own. And so you did online school.
Oh, that was fourth grade.
Fourth grade, yeah. And so I'm glad to see you back in school with kids and making new friends. I'm just really happy. That makes me really happy.
In fact, after this, we're going to go have a picnic in the woods, which is really fun.
Bum, bum, bum.
Look, we're not like just going to be sitting like out there, like right where the trees, like right where like the all like the animals are. We're going to find like clearing or something. We found one yesterday that's by an old church.
Can you please just leave crumbs or something to get you back safely? Whoa. Take an old towel and tie it up in pieces and tie it to the trees as you're going so you know how to get back.
I know that like forest, like the back of my hand. It's really not that complicated to get through.
Because when you say forest, I have things in my brain.
Oh, like, yeah, because you think I'm about to go experience, like, some horror movie plot within, like, the next, like, hour or so. Uh-huh. No, I'm going to be fine.
I totally do. So, let's just be real. Take those strips of that old towel with you. Be safe.
I mean, I'm going to be fully honest with you, the most, like, thing that we have to worry about is probably, like, deer or boars. Or, like, yeah.
Deer, they'll just run the other way. I think it's cool. Like, one day I was walking my dog, there's a very wooded park in my town that you can stay on the main paths or you could go off into the footpaths. And so Buddy and I headed off on one of those. He loved those. And you could get really turned around in there. Like, you could think you're going north and you're going west. That happened to me more than once. But one day we're way into it, and I look up and there was like 10 deer about 20 feet away from me. And I just, oh, it just, I loved it. Because I was like, nobody else is in this moment, just me and my dog and them. I thought it was pretty cool.
Me and my friends were out there yesterday because they were just like walking through like my neighborhood where I live. And I was surprised to see them because they live in a completely different neighborhood. We all kind of like met up and like we decided like, let's go back into like the forest or something. So we just kind of hopped some fences and, you know, had a fun time trespassing on farmlands.
Oh, great. Now you're going to end up in prison. Okay, continue.
I'm going to be fine.
Prison is not fun.
Oh, come on. It's like it was only just some pastures. Besides, like, those things are so big. It's going to be like hard for anyone to find us. We're going to be fine.
It's hard for anybody to find you?
Well, no, that's not what I mean.
That made me even more nervous. You're not helping. Fine. Okay, just be safe.
No, but we ended up just deciding on this little clearing behind a church that's not on somebody's property. So here we go.
Okay, so you won't get arrested. That makes me feel a little bit better. Okay, good.
We're going to be fine.
Okay, well, let's go to our story. This will cheer me up. Something normal like ghosts. It says, I sent in a story a while back about a haunted hotel experience that I had a few years ago, and I wanted to share another personal experience with you. This story goes back to the 90s when I was a young teenager. I had a wonderful friend with whom I spent much time. My family life wasn't so great, so he and his dad let me practically live there. We spent the late evening / early morning hours in his basement bedroom playing music, watching movies, playing video games. He lived with his dad, and his dad worked the graveyard shift. So apart from the cat, it was usually just me and my friend. Or was it? When I first started hanging out at my friend's house, he told me the place was haunted. He gave me a few examples of what he meant, but I really didn't believe him. After all, I'd never experienced the paranormal before. And as much as my imagination and I thought it would be cool if it was haunted, I remained very skeptical, but not for long. Almost the first week of living in this house, I started noticing peculiar happenings. We would hear footsteps upstairs. I mean real, legit footsteps. We heard knocking. Whenever we would go upstairs to get some food or something, the cupboards would be open. The door to the garage would be open. And the lights that were previously turned off would be on. My friend would always respond with a, "See, I told you so." These disturbances, in quotes, were so frequent that I actually got used to them and didn't really think twice about them, kind of like how my friend didn't really seem to mind them either. We weren't being bothered, so we just lived with it. And if you're wondering about the cat, he was usually in the bedroom with us, so no, it wasn't the cat we were hearing. Anyway, one morning, the alarm went off for me to go to school. My friend spoke to me from the other side of the room, telling me it was time to get up. So, being roused awake, I opened my eyes and let them adjust to the room's darkness, and I noticed a figure in the room with us. It was just a dark shadow of an adult figure that quickly left the bedroom through the door. I just assumed it was my friend, but then I quickly realized that my friend's voice was coming from a different direction than the figure I just saw leaving the bedroom. My friend, who was still in his bed, switched on his light, and from the look that he had on his face, we both knew we were seeing the same thing. We immediately ran out of the bedroom and searched the entire house from top to bottom in case it was a prowler. There was no sign of forced entry, and we were both bewildered. We both believed it to be a spirit or something not of this world. We, or at least I, never saw it again. We even brought friends over to sit in the dark room to see if we could see it, but we never had any luck. Anyway, it was really interesting to have so many experiences within one home, which verified, at least to me, that there is something to the paranormal. Incidentally, there was another night at this home when I was woken up to a very strong sleep paralysis. It was around 3 a.m., so cliche, I know. I couldn't move, and I couldn't even shout to my friend who was right next to me. It was one of the most frightening experiences I have ever had. I eventually got free and woke up my friend, and he didn't have a clue that I was gasping for words just moments before. I know some scientists think that sleep paralysis is a physiological phenomenon, but there's a big part of me that doesn't agree. I've never had sleep paralysis since. What do you guys think? Thank you for reading my story, Michael. So what do you think about the sleep paralysis?
Well, I don't know, because like it just seems like there's like so many like events leading up to it. It could have been like more so just like the stress of the situation.
It does kind of feel like to me your classic sleep paralysis that so many of us have had, where you woke up, you know, you can't move. A lot of times there's something in the room with you. You feel really heavy. You can't even move a finger. And you, like, I swear there's been times when I had it where I really thought like I had let out kind of a scream, but I don't know if I did or did I? I don't know.
Have you ever had like sleep paralysis like while within a dream? I feel like that's like a kind of the same thing, but it's like different too.
I've had it to where I've just been sound asleep and it kind of morphed into the sleep paralysis. Like I don't remember waking up and falling into sleep paralysis. I was just asleep, and at some point it turned into that.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, and he said it was around 3 a.m. Like, I've had it happen when it was light out. And I can't move. And I know, like, it's so terrifying. I know there's something in my room. And one time it was like, it was like this cat, like a large, large cat, not like a house cat, like a normal one, but more like something you would see in the wild, attacked me. That's what it felt like.
Oh, like, gosh,
and I felt like I was trying to get it off of me. And then I woke up and I actually had scratches, but I could have done that to myself. But it's just such a weird experience that it is terrifying.
Yeah.
So I don't, but at the same time, you know, when you're in this particular house that has these other things happening, I always have to wonder, is there a little paranormal something happening at the same time?
Honestly, I think both can work hand in hand.
I kind of do too. I don't know. And what do you think about them both seeing the figure in the doorway? What do you think about both of them seeing the figure in the doorway?
Okay, that's just plain creepy, and I don't like that.
I don't like it. Doesn't feel good. How brave of them to get out of bed. I guess there's strength in numbers, and there's the two of them. But they got out of bed and went and looked. That's pretty brave. Because if it was a murderer, you could encounter that, you know, or if it was, you know, like an actual intruder.
I know, right? I think my first thing would be to just get out of there, not like go looking for it.
But no, these guys ended up having friends over to sit in the dark to see if they could see it again.
Okay, yeah, because that's a smart idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It terrified you once. Let's bring it back. This is going to be a great idea.
Just bring it back.
Super haunted house. And what I find so interesting in a story like that is Michael had never had experiences before, but it changed how he looked. That one house changed how he looked at the paranormal after that.
Yeah.
That's, I'm telling you, you have an experience that you can't explain. What is it? I don't know. So here is our next story.
Hi. I just started listening to your show and I really enjoy it. I thought I would share a story that happened to me back in the 80s. And I was about 25 years old. I had just become pregnant with my first child. I was sleeping one night and woke up and looked up, and at the very top of the curtain rod, I saw a very large blue hand, just the hand, waving at me. Of course, it scared me, and I scooted all the way across the bed, basically climbed over my husband, scared him, and I watched it for just a few seconds, and then it just disappeared. I thought that was very odd, of course, and it scared me, but it never happened again. Had my child in 81, I woke up and looked straight out from my bed, which normally there's a wall there, but as I'm looking, what I saw was a nursery, and I could see the crib, and I could see a changing table, and I could hear a like a rocker and a baby crying, but I couldn't see the baby. I could just, it was like the baby was around the corner. And about a week later, I found out that I was again pregnant with my second child. I thought that was kind of bizarre. Here I'm having something happen with each pregnancy. In 1983, I was again asleep, and I heard my daughter crying, and I saw a man, I assumed it was my husband, but I saw a man carry the baby, walked right past me and into the bathroom and closed the door. But the baby was still crying, and it struck me as odd because why would he take her into the bathroom? And then I realized that the crying that I heard was still coming from the baby's bedroom, and that in reality she was crying, but in whatever it was I was seeing, the shadow person, although it was very defined, carrying a baby across right past me and into the bathroom. About a week later, I found out that I was again pregnant. Unfortunately, this was an ectopic pregnancy, and I lost the baby. I kind of wondered if maybe watching that man carry my baby away was, you know, my baby that I wasn't going to be able to have. I spoke with a friend of mine, and she mentioned that she had heard some similar circumstances, and she herself, when she was pregnant, woke to see a man sitting at the bottom of her bed, and he turned and looked at her and then disappeared. So I'm wondering if maybe this is something that happens to people when they're pregnant. I've never heard of any other person having experiences like that, and I would really love to hear if some of your listeners have anything similar. I appreciate you airing the story, and thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
That is really interesting. I've never heard, you know, I think I've heard of stories, women being pregnant and having some things happen, but this seemed like each time before she found out she was pregnant, she was having these experiences.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know really what to think of that, because like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, the last one, seeing the man carrying the baby, and then she ends up not being able to carry the baby.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I don't know how you would explain that, but is it paranormal? Is it something like her body knows it's pregnant and it's creating these scenarios for her? I don't know.
Because like, how would her subconscious know if her consciousness doesn't know in general?
Does your body kind of know it's pregnant and you haven't really, I don't know. That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
Or does she have some sort of abilities to know things that are going to happen? And then it presents to her in her dreams.
Who knows?
That's interesting. Well, let's do one more quick story. And it says, my name is Bonnie, and I finally decided to write in about one of my paranormal experiences. I'm 48, and I've had so many ghostly experiences that my dad always says I should write a book. When I was 10, my family moved into a house that we shared with a poltergeist for 3 years. That experience had a profound effect on my life and led to my convicted belief that something beyond comprehension does exist. However, the experience I am compelled to share is one that has troubled me more than any ghost. I've been an early morning runner since I was a teenager. This story takes place in 2006 when I had my dog Sparky. I had lived in the same house in Southern Illinois since 2000 and ran the same route 4 to 5 days a week. I was very familiar with the goings on of dark mornings, including crossing paths with deer, coyotes, foxes, and a handful of other morning people taking a jog or walk. My dog was uninterested in other people or dogs, and one morning, while lost in my thoughts, Sparky slowed and alerted me to something ahead. This was unusual, so I also slowed. My gaze went from the road beneath my feet to about 1/8 of a mile ahead of me, where the road came to a T. I usually turn left at the T. To the right of the T, there was an entrance to a neighborhood, so there were one or two streetlights on that corner. Everything across from and after that entrance was cornfield and woods, where it became pitch black. I stared in confusion momentarily at what I saw, then I stopped in my tracks. I saw what my dog saw, a strange figure. My logic jumped to the idea that it was a person in some impossible costume moving very peculiarly. Let's say moving very strangely. Quickly, I realized that since it was parallel to the streetlight, it was at least 15 feet tall. Its movement and shape was what I later best compared to a praying mantis. It did not appear to have clothing. It was dark gray and had a solid shape. It walked in great long strides as its pointy long legs reached forward and its elongated arms pumped up and down, bent at the pointy elbows. Its gaze seemed to gently swoop from side to side. Its pointy long legs reached forward and its elongated arms pumped up and down, bent at the pointy elbows. Its gaze seemed to gently sweep from side to side as if it was looking for something on the ground. It did not react as if it had noticed me. I stood completely stunned as fear flooded over me. I almost turned and ran for home, but I had an overwhelming pull to continue observing, so I began to slowly jog forward. What? Keeping my eye on the creature the whole time as my dog pranced on her toes with her eyes locked onto the creature as well. By the time I reached the corner, the creature had faded into the darkness. I shared this story with a few family members and friends, and none of us could make any sense of it. Fast forward to the summer of 2015. One night we had a neighborhood couple over, and we were sitting around our fire pit. I know this couple does not fall for any hokum spookum, as they called it, but I decided to share this story with them. The husband remained very quiet and seemed to be pondering my story. After a few minutes, he told me that he had worked with a friend who lived along the road where I saw the creature, and this person had once told him, "Weird shit happens over there." Our neighbor said that this was all he could tell me, and I didn't press him because he seemed very uneasy about the conversation. The only other thing I know about this road is that it's named after a family's teenage son who passed away several years prior to this experience. I have had a more recent experience along this road that I can share another time. That could be good information now.
Yeah.
Thank you for your show that helps keep the paranormally affected feel less crazy. That's from Bonnie. What do you think?
So a giant 15-foot tall praying mantis looking creature.
Yeah, is it some sort of cryptid-y thing? Like, or
let's see if I can find
is it paranormal or is it alien?
Well, I'm looking up if I can find anything about it, because that seems like something that would at least be in some sort of book of some sort, maybe some old witchy one, but you know, that's very interesting, because I've never like heard of like something like a that described just like a giant praying mantis.
Mantis aliens are perhaps the most mysterious and unsettling of all extraterrestrial creatures. These beings appear within many abduction scenarios, with abductees reporting the ominous presence of these entities.
Okay.
Maybe I'm right. Looming over their beds as they wake up in the dead of night. But if they could do that, they could be out on the street.
That sounds like a Goosebumps book.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Wait. What? Is this like an article of some sort?
Yeah, I'm reading it. The physical characteristics. Its physical kinship with a praying mantis. The carnivorous and bipedal insect of its namesake. They say many report these being as 6 to 7 feet tall with long, thin torsos. Their necks, arms, and hands have additional joints. Their heads are insect-like and triangular with large slanted eyes of deep brown to black. It says sometimes you can even see them robed.
In many mythologies, it
says they're also shapeshifters.
Apparently. It says in mythology, like in Native American and African folklore, I'm not even going to attempt to say that. A tribe in Africa specifically regarded the mantis as the first living creature upon Earth who granted life to animals and humans. That's interesting.
And this one says that they abduct humans.
It seems like there's a lot about praying mantis that praying mantises that say they're otherworldly.
So I'm going to go with, on this one, I'm going with 100% alien.
Completely.
100% alien.
Without a doubt.
Because then the neighbor's like, weird shit happens on that street. I don't think it has anything to do with the boy the street was named after. I think it was aliens. And they were looking to do some shit. I don't know.
I'm curious, because
let's just say this. I wouldn't be getting up and doing any early morning jogs anymore.
In fear of praying mantises.
Abducting me and then taking my DNA or whatever they want to do with me.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because if you look at old sketches of aliens and stuff, it does look like some sort of praying mantis type thing.
Kind of the face does, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
Man, I don't like that. I would be so freaked out to see that.
Well, I mean, if you look the stereotypical alien design, where it's that weird looking.
With the big eyes and the kind of weird shaped head. Yeah.
Compare that to a praying mantis head.
Oh my God.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I mean, I have a bad hip right now. You know, it's getting better. But the last thing I'm going to do is take my dog out jogging tomorrow morning before the sun comes up.
It's so weird to think about how many similarities there are between the stereotypical depicted alien and the praying mantis. That's kind of cool.
I'm going alien.
I'm going alien too.
Well, if you have a real ghost story or aliens, we love those too. Call them in at 855-853-4802 or write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you could be a premium subscriber, advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Just go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's Social Casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino. Moto Casino. America.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.